Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12, on page 813 in your pew Bible. Bless God's holy word. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, for you are truly our rock and our Redeemer. In Christ our Lord, amen. It's called a sermon, but it's really more of a homily. Some of my reflections on the topic, preparing for our Lenten journey. Whenever you take a journey, you must make preparations. For example, if you take a car ride, you want to make sure you fill up the tank with gas so you don't have to stop half an hour into your journey. Or if you have an electric vehicle, you want to make sure that the car is charged up to the full so you don't have to stop for a charge within half an hour of your start. Or if you're taking a plane ride, you have to make some arrangements, perhaps. Maybe you have to phone a friend and say, hey, could you drop me off at the airport at such and such an hour? Or maybe you want to drive your car and park in the long-term parking or the short-term parking and pay for that. Or perhaps you'll take an Uber down there and back. I don't know. There are preparations that you need to make. You need to look at when the flight takes off in order to make preparations of getting there on time, for plenty of time to check in your bags or to go through security at a decent hour so that you can get in the first group when they call you into the plane. Preparations are necessary, and things, of course, have gotten much more complicated with air travel. For example, you need to take these miniature containers with you, with liquids. For example, I have contact lenses, and I need to get a little miniature contact lens solution container of 3.4 ounces or less. And you need to do the same thing with your shampoo, your conditioner. And of course, you also want to take a bar of soap, because when you go on a journey, you want to stay clean. You want to be able to wash up. And David knew that too. When he wrote this psalm, cleaning and washing was a big part of it. I've identified at least three parts of the psalm where cleaning and washing was part of his spiritual journey. Verse 2, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And then later on, verse 7, cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. And it shows up later, of course, again. But when you read about cleaning, he's not talking about the type of cleaning that soap or shampoo or conditioner can do to your hair or to your body if you take a shower or bath. He's talking about deep cleaning. So the preparation for Lent, for this 40-day journey that begins with Ash Wednesday, has to do with cleaning. cleaning not the outside of your body, but the inside of your body. And that's something only God can do. As the Heidelberg Catechism reminds us, as water washes away dirt from the body, so also the Holy Spirit and Jesus' blood cleanse the soul from sin. You see, when we begin this journey, we're well aware of our sinfulness. We're well aware of our need for God. And God is the one that provides cleansing and washing through the blood of Jesus Christ. The cleansing happens within. Of course, it's important to clean the body, but it's even more important to clean the soul. What happens on the inside, of course, is far more important than what happens on the outside. Of course, before I came here today, I took a shower and made sure I was nice and clean. But God is the only one that can clean the inside. Preparations are very important for a journey. We want to be intentional. We want to prepare. We want to get ready for whatever journey we're on, whether it's a physical journey or a spiritual journey. And Lent is a 40-day journey. A journey to Easter, a journey to Good Friday, a journey to the crucifixion, a journey ultimately to the resurrection. And it's 40 days. And some of you that are good at math might wonder, how do you come up with 40 days with that? Well, for whatever reason, they don't count the Sundays. So it's 6 weeks of 6 days, which is 36, and then Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, which is today. So if you take 36 plus 4, you get the 40 days of Lent. We're on a journey. A spiritual journey, and we don't want to rush that journey. We want to take our sweet time, because on that journey, Christ gets us ready for Good Friday and Easter. Not ready on the outside, but ready on the inside. It has to do with our hearts. As David says in verse 10, create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Isn't that beautiful? He's asking the God who created the universe to create a pure heart within him. A heart that's been contaminated by sin must be renewed by Jesus Christ. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Now, back in the day, Lent was used by pilgrims who wanted to prepare for baptism. And the baptism would take place on Easter Sunday. Can you imagine how powerful that would be on the day of Christ's resurrection to have a baptism? Later in the church's history, it became available for all the believers as a way of preparing their hearts for the coming of Christ. And in that preparation, we can experience a time of renewal. Along the way, perhaps you have grown tired or weary of following Christ. But Lent gives you an opportunity to recharge your batteries, to restore your soul, and to renew your heart from the inside out. There are many ways that you can practice intentionality and mindfulness during the time of Lent. One way, of course, is to read scripture. And there are calendars out there that will lead you through the season of Lent and give you scripture readings for each and every day. I encourage you to take advantage of that resource. And of course, you can pray. Pray every day. Pray always. But pray with intentionality. Just as we make preparations for our physical journeys, we make preparations for our spiritual journey too, by praying and doing things which will help draw us closer to God. There are many ways of praying. None is right, none is wrong. There are many options available, types of prayers. One prayer that you can make is called the Examine. I don't know if you've heard of the Examine, but it's a great prayer to make during the time of Lent. This prayer asks of yourself a question. Where have I seen God today? And also, where have I not seen God today? Where have I experienced the presence of God? Where have I experienced the absence of God? Or, how has my life today exhibited the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so forth. Thinking about your life, reflecting on your life, taking time to contemplate your day is very important. And also thinking, where have I not seen the fruits of the Spirit today? Where have I turned my back on God and not shown love to God or neighbor? Sometimes when we think about sin, we think, oh, the pastor is just putting a big guilt trip on us. But when the Holy Spirit identifies sin in your life, he does so with a purpose. He does so with a reason, to draw you closer to Jesus Christ, where you can find forgiveness, renewal, and restoration. As David said in Psalm 51, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgression. David realized that God is a merciful God. David realized that God is a forgiving God. So when it was revealed to him that he had sin in his life and he was far from perfect, he went to God, confessing his sins and looking for forgiveness. You can do the same. You and I, church, are on a spiritual journey, the journey of Lent that ultimately leads us to the cross and the empty tomb. I encourage you to take advantage of those 40 days and use it in your walk with God as a time of renewal and strengthening of your faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, let's pray.